Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV Podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes your unconscious activities. All right. So we started out on Monday talking about Kung Fu Panda. The past is a past. The future is a future. Today is a present. That's why they call it a gift. And then on Tuesday, we identified the repetitive thoughts and what to do about those. And today we're going to talk about the reticular activating system. And I know these are things that we visit on the podcast, but it's important to repeat the same things because to include me, we all forget the things that got us to where we are. Like often we get to where we are, we use these tools, and then we forget the simple tools and the basics that got us to where we are. And one of the biggest basics is understanding the reticular activating system, the RAS. I call it God's GPS. The RAS is extremely, extremely important part of your brain. Now, what is the RAS? The RAS is basically what we've been talking about. So Monday, like presence. Yesterday, repetitive thoughts. So picture the RAS as like a GPS for a car, right? And what's so interesting about being a human is we trust a GPS in our car, but we don't trust the GPS in our brain. Isn't that crazy? Like, think about that. So if I get in my car, I'm traveling right now, and I'm in a state, and I put in, I need to get to this hotel, right? And I just trust, it says, turn left, turn right. There's traffic. I'm going to adjust you. And I just trust. But think about what it says. There's traffic or there's danger ahead, and adjust. And I just follow this lady, like the GPS, and she tells me where to go. But when it comes to our reticular activating system, we try to override it because we think we know what we're doing. What your reticular activating system is, it's basically your dominant thought. It gives you a GPS to where you want to go. So if you keep saying, I hate my job, I hate my boss, your RAS is like, we hate our job, we hate our boss. And so it's going to show you everything within your current paradigm to match up to your dominant thought. It's a GPS. You're like, so your brain is like, I hate my boss, I hate my job. So it's going to show you every reason because that's your destination. That's what you're focused on. So it's going to show you every reason why you should hate your boss and why you should hate your job. You're going to come into work and your boss could be like, hey, I need to talk to you about this. We're going to demote you. And it's going to give you, because it has to respond. It's servant. That's what it does. But when we talk about doing it positive, we think it's woo-woo, it's mumbo-jumbo. To imagine a world, if you get really, 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 really intentional, which we're going to talk about tomorrow, intentions, you get really intentional where you want to go. So this is what we did. I started to say, I want freedom for everybody that I come in contact, freedom for all in 2019. So my RAS is like, oh, okay, that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. Freedom for every single person, JB? Yeah, freedom for every person that is within my paradigm. If they're still in my paradigm, if they bounce, that's their fault. If they're in my paradigm, they're going to have freedom, okay? And so it's very clear. My RAS is like, well, that's pretty broad too, which is pretty cool. So what we'll do is we're just going to cast a wide net, right? Freedom for all. So then I started getting really specific. What does freedom look like? Financial freedom, spiritual freedom, freedom of speech. And then I started working with my reticular activating system. I also gave it principles to give it more guidance. I said, here, Raz, here's my principle. So here's what I want. I want freedom for everybody around me, right? Then I started attaching. I said, then the Raz is like, well, hey, what? Let's be a little more specific. Well, I need a $1 billion ecosystem to be able to provide the freedom, financial freedom, schooling systems, all the things I need. I said, okay, we need a $1 billion ecosystem. Sounds good. And I said, here's my principles that I live by too, to get more specific. So my principles for my business are integrity, honesty, and uncompromising belief in God. So that told my Raz that everybody I work with must be operating with integrity. Everybody I'm working with must be operating with integrity, honesty, and I must be part of an ecosystem that supports my belief system in God. So you see what I'm saying? So any people that are out of alignment with that, that are going to stop my belief system in God, the Raz knows that those type of people can't be in my business. Then when it moves over to family, I got even more specific with my Raz. I said, I want peace, freedom, and family structure. So if anything disrupts my peace, freedom, or family structure, it's a hard no. Okay, so I told my Raz, so my Raz knows. Now, this is so freaking cool talking it out. Because my Raz, I told everybody, hey, I'm off at 2. And my Raz made a company and created an ecosystem where people support that I get off at 2 to be with my kids every single day. Why? Because I told my Raz very specifically, freedom for all, $1 billion ecosystem, and I want peace, freedom, and family structure. I want to raise my kids, and I want integrity, honesty, and you can physically see it within our business. You can fit, if somebody's out of integrity, boom, they're gone. I mean, they're like sucked out of the ecosystem like a vortex because my Raz is guiding me. So I can call it God. It's the faith of a mustard seed. I trust that God is going to feed the birds and he will feed me based on my works. But faith without works is not foolish. So every single day I wake up, I know where I'm going. I trust that my Raz is going to guide me. And just like the GPS, when something tough comes up, I'm like, okay, you're just guiding me in a different direction. Or somebody who we think that was just all in, and then they all of a sudden, something's going on. The Raz is like, hey, this person, we know what you're wanting. This person is not in alignment. You just can't see it because you can't see their thoughts. You can't see what they do in darkness. But we're going to reveal that to you because we know how committed you are to these things. So how committed are you to the things that you truly want? You need to tell your Raz exactly where you want to go. Let me say that one more time. You need to tell your Raz exactly where you want to go. But what you're saying is, I hate my job. I hate my spouse. My spouse does this. You're walking out of the house and under your breath, you're calling her a bitch under your breath. And it's like, do you realize, even though you say that, the universe can feel that? And your Raz is like, it doesn't matter if she heard it or not, or he heard it or not. The Raz is like, oh, this is what your wife is a bitch. Okay, cool. I'm going to show you how big of a bitch she can be. Do you realize you're causing the problem? The more you say that, the more you're going to attract it. What if you walked out of the house and you want to improve your relationship? Like, you know what? I love her so much. I love her so much. I know we're just going through this. I love her so much. Show me how great our love can be. And the Raz has to do that. That's it. It's that simple. We're making this too complex. Okay, so Monday we talked about the past is a past, future is a future, today is a present. You need to get your ass present. Then we need to figure out when we're present. That's when the dominant thoughts come up. Then we need to reframe those thoughts into positive, high-frequency thoughts. And then you need to really let your Raz know, where are we going? Get specific. Where are we going? I know where I'm going. $1 billion ecosystem, peace, freedom, family structure, integrity, honesty, and uncompromising belief in God. So you can sit back and watch me do it, or we can do it together. And I would like to do it with you guys. How's that sound? Love you guys. Warriors, Raz, get your shit together. Let's go.